Howdy, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I am coming to you from the porch of my little cabin nestled in the oaks out here behind my house, about 100 yards from the house. If you walked up on me, you'd swear I was out in the wilderness somewhere, but truly I'm not too far from home. But this is where I like to listen to Western Swing and other things, have some coffee on a Saturday morning, and spend some time talking to you folks about the outdoors. I truly do appreciate the time I have here on High Plains Public Radio, and I think we all have a little fun. It's a great break for us. You know, everybody I know enjoys a good hunting story. And my gosh, through my life as an outdoorsman and, you know, hunting and fishing so much, I've got plenty of them to relate to you. I think I can tell a tale to you today about an occurrence up there in the mountains of northern Colorado that took place, I believe, 3 years ago this coming September. It was an incident with a mountain lion. And, you know, I've spent a lifetime out hunting and fishing and being all kind of different areas. I have never seen a mountain lion until 3 years ago. And truly, the way this thing unfolded, I wish I hadn't seen him. Here's what happened, it's still as vivid in my mind as when it happened. I had a young man, and when you're as old as I am, 32 is a young man. He was about 32 years old, a very nice guy. And his goal was to kill an elk or a bear. He had a tag for both. So there was a particular elk wallow back in an area we call the Dead Sea on this big ranch that we hunt up there north of Steamboat. There was a water hole, we'll call it, elk wallow, with elk tracks that looked like a cattle pen. They were just tracks everywhere. Bear tracks in the soft mud. You know, the bear liked to come up in a warm afternoon and swim. Well, I had him setting up in an elevation probably 6 or 8 feet on the ground above where these elk had been coming in, and I was about 60 yards from him doing some bugling, cow calling. A bear came by me there, walked by about 50 yards, and disappeared in the timber. And about 15 minutes later, here comes this young man, runs right up to me. His exact words were, "Luke, I just looked death in the face." That's what he said. I'll never forget it. Come to find out, I said, "Well, did a bear show up?" No, it was not a bear. It was a mountain lion, Luke, a full-grown male mountain lion at 6 feet. Remember, this guy's sitting on the ground with his bow. What had happened, a mountain lion, he went back, I saw the tracks, and I set him down, and he said the mountain lion was standing right there, and he said it felt like I sensed it more than I saw it to start with. He said, just like a little rustling of leaves, and he looked over there, that cat is stalking him at like 6 feet. Well, I said, "What did you do?" He said, "I was afraid to move. I was afraid he'd pounce on me, so I just started scratching the leaves and murmured something with my mouth." And he said, "The cat never ran, but it jumped up behind him and started coming back down the slope toward him. He never was more than 25 yards from him." Well, that alone, that hunt was over that morning. I had the great idea that evening to go back in there to the same spot, except put him across the pond. I never dreamed the cat would come back. Never thought it in a million years, or I wouldn't have put him there. Just before dark, I looked across that elk wallow, and I'll swear there's that cat sitting on its, like a cattle set up right on, just set down looking. He got down on all fours, and he started walking up toward the guy. Couldn't see him. My hunter could not even spot the cat. He started coming around the corner to him. I waved, to make a long story short and to make it fit our time slot, I started waving my coat. All the cat did was get down. He just sat down on his haunches watching us, and by then the boy was scared to death. I motioned for him to get out of there. He and I backed out of there, and I tell you what, even though it's a hot spot for elk, I haven't hunted that particular elk wallow since. Thinking about hunting it this coming week. Folks, we're out of time. Let's get back to some music. What do you say? Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.